Welcome to the RBN special New Year's Day broadcast. This is Jeremy in Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. Smash the donate, send the fundage, and keep free speech alive. We're doing a fundraiser for this first day of 2024. Mail your check or money order payable to RBN 2251, Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in the debit or credit card to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. We're still doing, as far as I know, the fundraiser for the book of John Statmiller's library. If you want to win a book from his library, you can donate $100 or more and annotate that you are wanting to win that book. Book drive will be until January 22nd. And the last book was The Antichrist and a Cup of Tea. So normally the winning person is announced on Steve's broadcast approximately 7 p.m. Central on Sunday night. So look for that this weekend. Get your donations in. If you don't win the book of the month this week, you're still in the drawing. So get your $100 in and keep the network going. Like I said, this is a special broadcast for New Year's Day. Various hosts have donated their time to broadcast to you coming into 2024. And you know, what a year it's been. What a year it's been. What's up for 2024? What hoaxes are we to expect this year? Election hoax? For sure. Who's it going to be? Maybe Trump versus Newsom. That's my call. They're not going to keep the Bidens in. That's just not feasible. I think they're going to keep Kamala Harris. And they're probably going to replace the Bidens with Gruesome Newsom. That's most likely what it's going to be. Can they hoax this election? Can they pull it off? So many states have put out so many laws. Could be. If they don't hoax it, I think Trump has it. And if he has it, will he do anything? No. It'll probably be some sort of negotiation between Israel and Palestine and between Israel and the rising powers on the global scene, Russia and China. That's going to happen. I think Russia and China are going to bring Israel to the table to demand a two-state solution and stop this violence. Trump would be the best candidate to put into office to negotiate that. So all the Israel first or right wingers will know that they're in good hands. That's my pick. That's my call. But you know, you look back on 23, it's been a roller coaster. You know, guys, so many times I've thought about quitting the show. It's just a lot. I work a lot every day. I'm self-employed. And I try to listen to content throughout the day, mostly RBN, some other stuff to just keep well-rounded. And it's difficult to come in at the end of a 10, 12-hour day of your regular work, and then plus the stuff you got to do at your house, and then put together a broadcast 4 nights a week. It's 4 nights a week because William Repellum took my Friday night slot. God bless him, the punch bowl. I've thought so many times about quitting, and we had this big Christmas break, and I thought, you know, this is nice. I don't have to broadcast. I can kind of go to bed early, or I can sit up and watch a movie or hang out with friends. And so I was going to quit. I was just going to stop and give Mike a notice and let him know that when he had a replacement for me, that, you know, I would be bowing out. But then I was visited by three spirits. They were the ghosts of RBN. And two of them have showed up. I've included two of them on the broadcast that we'll highlight tonight. The first of which was the ghost of RBN from October of 2020. October 26th. This was my first broadcast. And it made me realize why I got into this to begin with. Because before I got onto RBN, before I became a host, I called into Stormfront a lot. I called into Patrick's show a lot. And I was an avid caller to Rush Limbaugh, the late Rush Limbaugh. I got into his show probably 5 times. The most notable of which will be featuring in a clip tonight, where I was able to bring up the USS Liberty to Rush Limbaugh's 20 to 30 million people in his audience. And it might seem like a small thing, but most people have not even heard of the USS Liberty. And to bring it up to an audience of that size, even just getting it out there, will make millions of people Google it. And that was the goal. So I want I included in tonight's broadcast in the prep a couple of clips from that broadcast. I'm going to play the ghost of RBN past, reminding me of my political activism and why I do this and why I want to bring truth to the American people. So clip one is me calling into Rush from my first broadcast, the pilot episode, October 26, 2020, in plain sight. Let's roll that one if you got it ready to go, Sam.
Clip one. Controlled opposition. I think he is to a point. I think Rush has evolved. He's gotten a lot better. He's definitely better than he was before the Trump presidency. But Rush does have a tendency to draw you in and give you enough truth to keep you interested and to get you all riled up. But he never draws you to the real issue, which is Jewish power, Jewish domination of our politics. Now, I was able to break through and get into the Rush Limbaugh show. I'm kind of famous for getting on the Rush show, or I used to be, and I haven't done it lately, as a caller. And I was able to get on there and hit him with some truth and get the audience aware of the USS Liberty. And we got a couple of minutes before the break. Mike, if it looks like we could fit that in, let's do that if we can. If not, we'll do it when we come back from the break. Can we get that in here? Oh, say, Mike, I was going to try to play the Rush Limbaugh clip before the break if we have time. But we're... All right.
Again, Todd, this is Jeremy in Mayfield, Kentucky. You are next on Open Line Friday. Hi.
Thanks for taking my call, Rush. Am I coming in loud and clear?
You are, sir. Hear you just fine.
Thanks. It's a $60 Samsung, so, you know, whatever. But, yeah, you know,
we all have our obstacles to bear in life, and you're overcoming this pretty well. I hear you pretty well.
Thank you. You know, I voted for Trump. I'm an avid Trump voter, and I'm America first in the most historic sense, and I'm an American patriot. So take that in context with my question here. How can the United States be allies with countries? And you mentioned this in the first part of your monologue. We're allies with Saudi Arabia and Israel. How can we be allies with Saudi Arabia when the Pentagon Papers released in 2016 showed that they funded 9/11? Also, Israel has attacked us in the past, like USS Liberty, the Levant affair. Can you clear that up for me?
Well, on the Saudi side, yeah. The Israelis spy on us, too. Everybody spies on everybody. You know, Jonathan Pollard, he was an Israeli spy that got caught, and the Israelis wanted him back unharmed. And we said, screw you. You know, we're your benefactor. You don't spy on us. And they said, yes, we do. And we're going to continue to spy because we can't trust anybody. We're Israel. And particularly when Democrats are in the White House, that's a factor. Now, when it comes to the Saudis, I want to share with you, because your question here is...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works...
That was the clip from my pilot broadcast, where I got into Rush and hit him with the Liberty. And his call screener was the black dude. Man, I can't remember his name. But we were off air, and the dude is like, yeah, I know what kind of person you are. I know the groups that you're affiliated with. And he basically banned me from calling back to Rush. because I hit him with the USS Liberty. When you call into these shows, specifically Rush, the late Rush, the screener asks you, you know, what is your topic? What are you going to talk about? And I just said Saudi Arabia. You know, I wanted to talk about why Saudi Arabia is the ally of the U.S. When they funded 9/11. And that's exactly what I told the screener. Snerdly, that's his name. Based black dude, Snerdly, total, probably Q, Trump dude, black Trump guy. And he's like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. Because you know what? Rush wanted to talk about Saudi Arabia. I could tell he wanted to talk about it. And I spared you guys from Rush's answer. He went into this 8-minute answer about, you know, the Saudi prince and how they're more liberal now and how the U.S. is trying to, you know, foment relations with them. This is back in, I think it was 2018. So Rush was willing to talk about Saudi Arabia, but it hit him a broadside with the Israel question. So he had to deflect, and he did that quite well. But what this did was it got millions of his audience Googling USS Liberty, which most people haven't even heard of. That brings us to clip two, where I sort of explained that on the backside of that break. Hit me with clip two, if you would, Sam, of that broadcast.
Here on Republic Broadcasting Network, this is your host, Jeremy from Kentucky. We just played a Rush Limbaugh clip of the last good call that I made to old Rush back in October of 2018. And the purpose of that call, of course, was not to engage Rush and debate him. You know, he had an answer that he did on the fly. But the purpose of the call was to get his 30 to 40 plus million viewers to Google the USS Liberty. That literally was the purpose of the call. And I was able to get in there and stall them a little bit, talk about the phone and whatnot. See, there's a 15 or 20 second delay. So if they don't like the way the call's going, they can just dump it. But at this point, it would have looked silly to have dumped the call in the middle of the conversation. So they let it roll. And Rush's answer was pretty much spot on. You know, Israel spies on us too. He didn't really directly answer the USS Liberty question, of course, but he did bring up Jonathan Pollard. And, you know, many of our U.S. intelligence officers lost their lives because of Pollard. And so he did openly admit that, well, Israel does what it wants because we're Israel. So he's not wrong. And I spared you the whole answer about Saudi Arabia. He went on this 8-minute long rant about how the new Saudi regime is more liberal and the United States is trying to maintain good relations with them because they think it'll bring more democracy to the Middle East. And it really wasn't that great, so I didn't want to include it in the clip. But this is an example of getting into that controlled opposition and getting a red pill out there. And I think that's the approach that we need to use when we're talking to our normie-con friends. You want to get that information out and get them to questioning the narrative, get them to questioning their perceived reality of how the system is and how it works. I'll guarantee you that they've never heard of the USS Liberty. For a long time, I'd never heard of it till maybe about 4 years ago when Trump was campaigning and I started listening to alternative media, got into some RBN, and, it was all just red pills from there. So, yeah. Anyway, if you have thoughts on the matter, you want to tell me about some of your activities, give us a call, and I'm going to read that call-in number again. Now, the 1-800 is 1-800-313-9443. But if you have 3 minutes on your cell phone, then it really would help the station a lot if you called the 512-248-8252 number. Give that number a call, and we'll chat. But otherwise, we're going to go on with content. So yeah, we covered Bannon and Rush, and apparently
that's basically it. And the call-in number is still good. New Year's Day. Let me know what's on your mind and what you're drinking. This is Martini and Cigarettes edition of New Year's Day. American Spirits, of course, and Gilby's London Dry Gin Martinis. So give me a call and let me know about your activism. But that's why I stayed on. There's another underlying reason why I want to stay on, and it's my Wednesday night spiritual health and wellness broadcast. I'll get into that a little more in the second hour, but after the election hoax of 2020 coming into 2021 and the January 6th debacle, everybody was just down, man. We were just down. I was down. The callers were down on RBN. And so I decided to use one night a week to focus on biblical studies and spiritual health and welfare. It really was great for me. It was great for the audience. And it's really one of the main underlying reasons why I keep doing this. But the political activism shouldn't be ignored, and it is also a great thing to do. Getting the truth out, getting out information to people. So that's just a little bit of what the spirit of RBN passed when it visited me, and I went back into those archives, and I realized the importance of this platform, the importance of this network, and the importance of every host. And the host, look, it's free speech. My listeners probably don't agree with everything that John Moore or his guest says, but there's a lot still to be brought to the table. There's the aspect that we can put these things out there and debate can be had. So please, you know, in these remaining minutes before seconds before the break, consider donating to RBN, get us over that hump, and keep free speech alive for all of these great hosts that you hear on here, even the ones that you don't agree with, because the ultimate litmus test of free speech is being able to put people of differing opinions on the same platform. All right. Coming up on the break very rapidly. And I think we're going to get some calls in later from William and Patrick. So you guys stay tuned. Get out the checkbook, get out the credit card, and send us some fundage.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing Terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
All right, we're back to your special New Year's Day edition broadcast of In Plain Sight, going 2 hours, 8 to 10 p.m. Central on Republic Broadcasting Network. Colin, let me know what you're doing on New Year's Day. How was your New Year's Eve? Mine was filled with a lot of pretty normal stuff. I met with Patrick yesterday. We had brunch at the Cracker Barrel. You probably heard that on his show. And of course, after brunch, we had to do some content and record it. We always do content when we get together IRL. That was a lot of fun. I have a wood stove, and I went through at least 2.5 ricks of wood since the last week of October. So I was out today cutting wood and splitting. And yeah, it may sound a little odious to you non-wood burners, but to me it was just beautiful. I had my headphones in, listening to a little content, listening to some great music. I actually like WKMS out of Murray, Kentucky, listening to classical and Baroque music while I work. And man, I got the wood stacked up, the stove's blaring, it's ready to go. Martini is chilling. It's a great New Year's Day. I'm ready for 2024. You know, the young people, the Gen Z, they're an open canvas right now, because a lot of us hardcore right wingers are finding something in common with these liberal, blue haired tranny chicks and these feminists. Young boys that are supposedly buying into this stuff. One thing that we have in common is that they understand that the current situation with Israel and Palestine is a genocide. When you engage with these people under 25, that's something that will really open up a conversation. Hey, what do you think about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict? And they may shuffle back and forth. If they're at their job, they may say, well, we can't talk about this. But when you press them on the issue, they get very passionate about it. And they're like, yeah, it is a genocide. This is horrible. And it's a way of opening the door, because they understand, and maybe it's a false understanding, you know, that Israel is colonial or white power against brown people. But you can really red pill them, and you can say, look, let me show you something. The same politicians that support Israel, the same powers in Israel, control our government and our politics, our media, and our banking, and have for a very long time. These same people that are bombing hospitals and killing these little brown kids, they're the ones that have been pushing these wars. They're the same ones that have been pushing this agenda. And then here's where it hits home. They've been pushing this transgender agenda. And you can bring them full circle to realize that the very thing that they're engaged in, this trans, blue-haired, liberal nonsense, it's being pushed by the same powers that are blowing up hospitals in Gaza, that are blowing up refugee centers, that are bulldozing these people out of existence and have been for decades. It's just now being brought to the forefront. It's really an interesting opportunity. Like I said, these young people, these Gen Zers, the ones that aren't already red-pilled, they're a blank canvas for you to paint on. And that's one of the keys to turning this around, is reaching these young people. And it may seem on the outset, it may seem impossible. It may seem a waste of your time, because you see them with their nose rings and their baggy pants and all of that, and their colored hair. But you get them in a conversation on this Israel-Palestinian issue, and they really come out of their shell. And you can really bring them full circle on the powers that are in control. And once you do that, you see the light bulb coming on. These young people, like it or not, they're going to be the future of this country. And, you know, in many ways, as a biblical man, as a Christian, I see the judgment of God resting on this place. But we can still have pockets of resistance. We can still have pockets of people now and in the future that push back and that form communities and organizations. And so that's where we need to be looking for. That's what we need to be looking forward to in 2024. After this break, we'll get more content and maybe your calls on the other side.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian.
And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
We're back to In Plain Sight, special 2-hour broadcast on this New Year's Day, January 1st, 2024, on Republic Broadcasting Network. And I was just covering sort of why I got into this and why I stayed into it and what the future holds and some of the things that we can be doing, red-pilling the Zoomers being one. You know, we heard the Patrick and Jeremy commercial. This all started... I caught it in the storm front when I started listening in summer of 2016 with Don Black and Jay. And at the time, it was Truck Roy was also a co-host in Stormfront, if you remember those early days. And it was stuff that I'd never heard before. Just recently had been awakened to Jewish power. And so I listened intently every day at work, and I noticed people were calling in. So I picked up the phone, gave them a call, and that's where it all started. I engaged with Don and Jay and Roy in 2016. And that fall, we had David Duke running for Senate in Louisiana, running for senator. So they had a political rally in Crossville, Tennessee. That's between Nashville and the end of the state, Knoxville. Yeah. Crossville, very white area, very nice small town. There's a political rally there in October, late September of 2016. So I signed up for that. And for the first time, I got to go meet all of these people that I heard on the radio. And I'd called in so much to Stormfront and had said so much on the air that when I walked into the room and announced myself, everybody there knew who I was. A little bit of a feeling of celebrity. Not going to lie, it got to me. But it was kind of cool to meet other people of white European descent that thought the way that I did and that engaged in these same politics. So we had our dinner, got to meet the very people that I was talking to and callers, you know, that I'd never heard of before that actually had heard of me. It was a very cool time. Shortly after that, you know, Patrick became a co-host on Stormfront. So I would call in and, you know, Patrick being the astute agnostic that he is, would... We would debate evolution on the air. Now, Don Black, if you understand Stormfront and its platform and Black's personality, he hated talking about religion on the air. He really just didn't like it. He felt it was divisive, and, you know, he's not wrong. But what can I say? I like to be controversial and divide. So Patrick and I would get into these big, long debates on evolution, Christianity, and how that played into white nationalist politics. So we got to be sort of friends on the air. It started off as, we were debating friends. We totally didn't see eye to eye, and we looked forward to each other's sharp contrast as we put this stuff out on the air. All right, we look forward to that. That was our relationship first. So then Patrick got his own show on RBN. He had me on as a guest. And then I started being a regular caller. Now, this was 2017, 2018. And I called in a lot of days, and I was the only caller. I don't know if people didn't want to call in or if maybe we were being so interesting that they just wanted to hear us. I suspect the latter, but maybe that's just because I'm a little full of myself at times. But it was very fascinating, and I did bring a lot of content to the show as a caller. And I was telling Patrick, man, on one of the shows, I'm like, you know, we went 30 minutes. We went 30 minutes on one of my calls. I was basically a co-host. And I said, Patrick, we better quit this or we're going to have to start calling your show the Patrick and Jeremy Show. You know, and he laughed. And then sure enough, you come around to, I think it was May the 4th of 2019. I began to be a regular fill-in host for Farron Schoaf on the alternative media when he was hosting that on Saturday mornings. So as a guest host, he had me on one Saturday. He was out for the weekend, and I had Mike Enoch on, and we had a great one-hour interview, Mike Enoch from therightstuff.biz. And it was just after that that Patrick was going on with Mark Collett on Mark's Wednesday show. It's went under several names since that time. I think currently it's Patriotic Review. One time it was This Day in the Alt-Right. It had different names, but the point is that Patrick's Wednesday show, he was not able to go live on his RBN show. His RBN show was, you know, in the middle of the day. So he contacted me and he's like, Jeremy, we should do a show and record it on Tuesday night. That way we can play it on Wednesday when I'm to be on with Mark Collett. And I said, that sounds great. Let's do it. And that's what got me into regular broadcasting on RBN. Patrick would call me up on Tuesday nights. We would talk for a while and hit the record button and put out content. And this started in the early summer of 2019. And it became a regular show, the Patrick and Jeremy Show, on Patrick's show on Wednesdays. It was shortly after that, October of 2020, that John Stadtmiller contacted me. And it was one of the great personal conversations that I had with John off the air. We talked for a while, and he said, I'm familiar with your content, and I would like you to come on and do a show, 9 p.m. Central, on this network. And I said, I don't know, John. You know, are you sure? And I'm like, you know what I talk about. And he goes, you'll be great. He goes, just don't talk about hanging N-words on the court square. And he laughed. I mean, that was John's way of joking. You know, he knew I wasn't going to say that. But he also knew that I hung out with the white nationalist crowd. And that was his way of just jabbing me a little bit, saying, you know, keep yourself a little under control. You know, talk about what you want. John Stadtmiller never regulated our content per se. He did put parameters and limits, you know, no profanity, you know, don't use slang to describe different races. That's not a thing. But other than that, your political, social, religious content is whatever you want. Just stay within those parameters. And that was the basis of the first call that I had with John. And that's what established my first show in October, the last week of October of 2020. And that's part of the clips that I sent you that we played tonight was a part of that first show. And that's where it all started with me doing activism on the radio. And I'm not going to lie, it was a lot. You know, I was scrambling. I was working all day. And while at work, listening to content, taking notes, making calls, you know, I arranged a lot of great first guests. David Duke was on my show. Had Mark Dankoff on quite a few times. We've got some clips for him for the next hour. We actually had a Jew that called in that was on board with the whole questioning Jewish power. His name was Josh from New York. He was one of my guests in the early days, 3 years ago. And that was fascinating. I wish I would have isolated some clips from that, but I didn't have time. Josh from New York, his whole platform was, look, I'm a Jew. I see Jewish power. And he was actually a Trump voter. I'm not trying to demean the man back then. You know, we were all sort of on board for Trump. But he was disowned by his friends and family in the Jewish community because he took right-wing stances. And he began to see Jewish power, and he listened to Patrick's show a lot, and he would call in. So I had him on as a guest. I got a lot of flack from it, from, you know, the regular white nationalist and RBN. That's okay. I deserve some flack. I can take criticism. But it was fascinating, just the free flow of free speech. That's what really got me when I started broadcasting here, is the different people that called in and the different guests that I had, just the free flow of free speech and open debate that was able to be had on this network. And I was able to talk with this man who is ethnically a Jew, who understood Jewish power, who called it out, and who was willing to discuss it with me on the air. And his fear was, yeah, we got to discuss this because I'm afraid of a backlash. This young man was afraid of a backlash against regular people like himself once the populace became aware of what was going on with these Jews in power. And we kind of see this now, you know, with Israel-Palestine, the thing going on there. I don't want to ramble on too long. I'm going way down memory lane, but I don't also, I want to not neglect our callers. Let's take a break from memory lane and go to the call screen. I got Jack in Massachusetts on the line. Jack in Massachusetts, welcome.
Hey, onward to the new year. Thanks for your show. And
thank you.
And of course, Mr. Stadmiller.
Yeah.
You know, it's an interesting phase for us, right? Or us humans on this earth right now. I mean, we're going through so many exceptional opportunities and challenges. You know, and I mean, I kind of want to go down my thought I wanted to share with you. It seems that, I mean, I've heard from other sources that we're on the verge of entering a phase that this previous person I was listening to called techno-feudalism. And, you know, and artificial intelligence is, well, we got exposed to it in 2023, but in 2024, it's going to become big. And it's something that I want everyone to try to get your mind around, because it's not going to go away. And it's a great opportunity, and it's a great challenge. It's a threat, call it what you will, but it's, you know, it's a new force that we're going to have thrown upon us, and we don't have enough already. I really enjoyed the diversity of perceptions that we get on RBN. Unique. Sorry.
Yeah, let me interject there to your point. It is very diverse. There's a guest on John Moore's show. His name is Jeff Nyquist. And, I mean, he's exactly the opposite of a lot of, you know, the shows, you know, that I do and Richard does and Patrick does. His point of view is the exact opposite. And, you know, I called in and invited him on to our show on Patrick and Jeremy, and he was willing to come on and openly debate Jewish power and his point of view that it's really the communists, not the Jews. And we're like, well, the Jews, yeah. But that's what you're talking about.
That's an awesome segue. Mm-hmm. Jewish power is through the control of the media. When you intersect that function, and that's where we are, folks. I mean, that's what we're looking at. The control of the function of the medium, we are, this year coming up, we're going to take notes because it's going to be epic. I just trying to share a in technical attribute that will be part of our lives here very soon, and that takes the power of the Jewish construct. Is, you know, I just think it's an illusion. So I want everybody to really, let's go for the gusto. Let's go for 2024. Let's make America great again. You know, what a great nation to be thrust into this quagmire. Of the quicksand of misinformation. I mean, we gotta pull ourselves out of this. A lot on the line coming up, you know.
Yeah.
And but we have these tools, so I want to come back. Technologically speaking, artificial intelligence, try to use it. And I mean, I'm a big advocate of it, but every, you know, so much of the media and the information presents it as this threat, but this is a huge opportunity, you know, take advantage of it. And let's stay together. Let's stay in touch. Really enjoy your show tonight. Really
appreciate it too. To your point of this technology, of them using it against us, I think maybe people have called it a technocracy. And it's basically where all of your online activities, they're collecting data on you. And the AI is able to rapidly process that data and build profiles on you and use it against you. Even if you don't have social media, if you just have an email, they're still building data on you. Everybody has a digital footprint. And to your point.
No question about it, but right. You know, it's a tool. Use it.
Well, coming up on the break, thanks a lot for your call, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, back on the other side.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back. Final section of the first hour in plain sight special New Year's Day broadcast. We got Patrick in Tennessee up next on the call screen. Patrick in Tennessee, welcome.
Well, aloha and konnichiwa, Jeremy.
Aloha and konnichiwa, Slattery-san.
How you doing?
Doing great. I cut up a bunch of wood today.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, man. I don't know if you were able to catch the first part, but I was reminiscing of our early days on Stormfront and calling into your show and sort of how the Patrick and Jeremy show evolved into what it is now. It's quite the thing.
Yeah, it goes back a ways, doesn't it?
All the kids sing about it. All the kids sing about it at the campfire.
Yeah. And Don Black. We wish Don Black the best of health this coming year.
Yeah. You know,
by the way,
maybe he'll get back on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, so yesterday my battery died, but that was like 40 minutes after you left, so I didn't bother calling you. I just called AAA.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I've got AAA in my truck, full tire change kit and jumper cables. Too bad it didn't work out. But also, at the beginning of this show, I played my clip, the call into Rush Limbaugh on the USS Liberty, and sort of why I got into activism to begin with, and maybe why I stay in it. And it really is about reaching the people, isn't it? It's about getting people to question the narrative, the status quo, getting them to research themselves.
Those who control the narrative have virtually unlimited resources. And, you know, it's a Herculean task to try to take it on in your spare time. You know, a few of us in our spare time with virtually no resources, all sorts of, you know, the whole system working against us, and we're trying to take it on. Somebody's got to do it. And, you know, if not us, who? If not now, when? And at the end of the day, I don't know if we're going to be able to free ourselves based on our own work and our own efforts, but we did, there's a lot of things going our way, or at least going against our oppressors' way internationally, outside of the system, outside of our own country. So I think that's pretty promising, and that gives me a lot of optimism moving into the future.
That is something else I hit on. These Gen Zers, I mean, they're an open canvas right now for us to paint on. And the very people who we think we would be at odds with, the blue-haired tranny chicks in the grocery store, they're agreeing with us that this is a genocide. And they're starting to see Jewish power from a certain aspect. And I think that's a good starting point.
And that's how I started. I started as a peace activist, and it's not that much of a jump. If you're concentrated on war, it's not that much of a jump to see who's involved in getting us into these pointless wars. And
we're at the end of this hour, Patrick. If you want to hang on, man, that would be appreciated. If you can, I understand. Back on the other side with the second hour of In Plain Sight, New Year's Day. Baby, don't you hand me a line. Although it doesn't matter, you and me got plenty of time. There's nobody in the future, so baby, let me.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.